The Sunscreen Film Festival is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that is funded through grants, private and public donations, corporate sponsorships, educational classes and workshops, and interested parties who want to see the arts thrive. Sunscreen is known for its friendly atmosphere in our sun-kissed waterfront setting in the arts-centric city of St. Petersburg. For 16 years, the Sunscreen Film Festival has screened top-notch indie films, provided filmmakers quality workshops and panels, packed with Hollywood talent, hosted great parties, and been the top film festival in St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Tampa, Florida area. The Sunscreen Film Festival was one of 23 festivals sponsored by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences in 2013-2014 and named one of the top 25 coolest film festivals by Movie Maker Magazine and Best Film Festival in Tampa Bay by Tampa Bay Magazine. The Sunscreen Film Festival is back this weekend in St. Petersburg. Let's meet one of the film directors whose work will be featured at the 2021 Sunscreen Festival. New York indie film director Gretel Claggett is winning awards in the film festival circuit, but the best award to date is the award she received recently at the Starrable Festival in 2020. By sponsor AMC Network, naming her Best Female Creator for her short film Storm Chaser. Gretel is now traveling the festival circuit with the adapted version of Flip the Switch, as she is currently working on creating multiple screenwriting projects.
I have always been involved in the arts. I started performing in professional summer stock theater when I was 7 years old in Hannibal, Missouri, where I grew up. Mark Twain's boyhood home, and I was blocks away from the Mississippi River. And my father actually collected 16-millimeter films. So my mother was involved with community theater and this, professional summer theater. So I grew up around theater, and that was really my first passion. But my dad, because he was a cinephile, that was one of the things I shared with him, was every Saturday night he would show me a double feature of films, from the Golden Age, really. The Chaplins, the Road movies with Bob and Bing, the Marx Brothers. So that kind of storytelling was always part of my vernacular and part of my passion. My first career was really what brought me to New York was acting. I have multiple MFAs in theater and in creative writing. And so I did a lot of off-Broadway, a lot of regional theater as an actress. And then at a certain point, I really shifted gears. And I went into producing and creative directing large events. They call it business theater oftentimes for big brands and Fortune 500 companies. And I did that. I still work as a creative director in the experiential brand campaign forum. But I guess it was in 2012-ish that I really decided to make my first film, Happy Hour, which is based on a poem and narrated by the incredibly talented Julianne Moore. And that's what really, when I did that first film, I really rediscovered my passion for directing, which I guess I was always kind of coaching people, even when I was an actress, and writing my own monologues and things. But it really allowed me to combine all of my passions and my passion for collaborating with other like-minded artists. So it's been an interesting journey, and I love writing, and I equally love directing. Being selected at a long-established and incredible festival like Sunscreen is amazing. Tony Armour and his team are really passionate about supporting independent filmmakers, and I'm thrilled, as well as my team. We're thrilled that Flip the Switch is screening at Sunscreen. But I've had incredible experiences, and I think, like any independent filmmaker, I have been involved with film festivals where it's maybe not been so incredible. It's a learning, it's always a learning experience. Because I recently had, you know, an incredible experience with a newer festival called Sterrible Fest with Storm Chaser, and we won the AMC Network's Best Female Creator Award there. And that festival hasn't been around for, say, as long as a, you know, a sunscreen, but they run a great ship. And they're all about supporting independent filmmakers, and that's what you want to look for as a filmmaker. People who are passionate about film and who really want to do the right thing by the independent filmmaker, because it's a tough road to hoe.
Well, tell us about Flip the Switch.
Flip the Switch, which will be screening at Sunscreen Film Festival. I think it's on Sunday, May 2nd at 12:30 in a short block called Life's Choices, is actually the shorter version. It's a roughly 15-minute film that is a, you know, based on my longer film and proof of concept pilot, Storm Chaser. And Flip the Switch is about a door-to-door saleswoman who gets caught up in the tornado of her boss's cultish personality. And when she realizes that she and her customers have been duped because the company she's working for is kind of a scammer operation, this sets off an internal storm, which is unleashed, as simultaneously a real storm, a real tornado, is heading toward the town. So it's a dramedy. It stars Mary Birdsong. A lot of people know her from Reno 911. She's, you know, an incredible, multi-talented artist, very funny. You would get to see her in a role that Hollywood wouldn't cast her in. And then we also have Stephen Plunkett playing the antagonist boss, Flip Smith, who probably will remind you of maybe a few leaders on the world stage today. And then Dominic Raines, who is currently starring in Chicago Med on TV, but has done a lot of, like, Sundance Darling feature films and, you know, also just an incredible talent. He plays Don Stuckey, who is kind of a brown man living in a white man's world, who's been stuck in a joyless job and stuck in this little town of Shamrock, USA. So it's an allegory. It's social commentary, but hopefully entertaining and will make you think about big issues that we're facing in the world today.
All in 15 minutes, just one quarter hour.
Exactly.
How can listeners reach out to you and find out more about you?
Well, I'm very active on Facebook, and my profile there is Gretel Claggett, GRETELCLAGGETT. Also on Instagram, I'm Gretel Marlena, GRETELMARLENE. And also you can check out my website. That's www.gretelclaggett.com. There is a place where you can, you know, reach out, make contact, shoot me an email, and I am pretty good about responding to people. And I do post on social media upcoming festivals for both films.
Thank you, Gretel. And good luck with the Sunscreen Festival this weekend and all of the festivals to come.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's a pleasure.
Award-winning New York indie film director Gretel Claggett, whose work Flip the Switch will be featured this weekend at the Sunscreen Film Festival in St. Petersburg. Find out more about the festival at sunscreenfilmfestival.com.